It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Grain producers, are you familiar with the product line of Brandt? They've earned a superb reputation of the Canadian prairies for helping farmers there handle their crops, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for United States corn and soybean growers at a plant in Bloomington, Illinois, a 200,000-square-foot facility. You'll be able to get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa, coming up at the end of next month, August 28th through the 30th. First of all, they'll have the Brandt grain carts out at the combine demos each day at 11, but then plan to stop by their lot, too. You'll remember this number. It's lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time, and it's supported by a network of strong dealers across the heart of the country. Want to be number one? Well, get yourself worry-free performance from Brandt. And lead the field, producers. At the Zion Tabernacle Apostolic Church in Indianapolis, they interrupted the morning worship service yesterday to announce that Tia Coleman was headed back in a car to her Indiana home from Missouri. Tia Coleman is the woman who survived last week's duck boat tragedy on Table Rock Lake. She survived along with a nephew as 9 other members of her family died. A visitation and funeral service for Coleman's husband and 3 children who lost their lives when the storm-tossed boat sank will be held this coming Friday. Meanwhile, in southwest Missouri this morning, they'll conduct the salvage effort on that boat at the bottom of Table Rock Lake. The U.S. Coast Guard will oversee that operation. From this week in agribusiness is all of the negative effect of the Chinese tariffs now priced into the grain market. Some analysts are thinking that's the case. After President Trump on Friday talked about going all in, as he put it, on Chinese tariffs, and yet the market for grains closed higher. Trading the fundamentals of the market, what we generally see on these days of summer, has returned, those analysts believe, with the focus now back on the weather and the supplies and the demand. But they say it may be the 10th of August before there's any sustained rally attempt if we get one. Circle the date on the calendar. That's the date of the August crop report containing the first solid estimates of crop size based on actual field surveys. Well, many of us hope that's what would have happened. I tweeted yesterday afternoon that I hoped they eventually made that kid's day. And they did. After that ball, tossed into the crowd at Chicago's Wrigley Field, slipped past the young boy with the glove on the front row, and a middle-aged man behind him grabbed that ball and presented it to the woman sitting next to him. But the Cubs organization stepped in and gave the boy not just one Major League Baseball, but 2. And the second one was signed by Cubs infielder Javi Baez. The Cubs tweet of that little boy with that Cubs hat hanging off his head as he held 2 balls did, in fact, seem to make everything just right about that experience. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Brandt. See their grain carts at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.